The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Do you ever find yourself watching a TV show series and going to your Shazam app to try and find out what is that track that I've just been listening to? We're going to be talking about the best TVs and movies with great soundtracks in just a moment with John Cadell and Dee Reddy. But before we get to that, John, tell us about how much money Gary Numan, once of Tubeway Army, is making for the playing of some of his iconic songs like Our Friends Electric and Cars via Spotify.
Well, not very much is the answer, Matt. He says he got about £37 for 1 million streams of a particular song. And he said that he printed out his statement and he basically spent more in ink printing it out than he got in the entire streaming statement itself. So he's raging that the streaming services are getting the music for lots of very valuable catalogues for practically nothing. But sure, we knew that.
Yeah, but then Spotify's valuation and Apple's keeps going up. On the back, this is like what happens in the newspaper industry. All the work been done, no payment for it. And here we have creative artists suffering the same. Other people benefiting in the back of their work.
Well, I think it's really biting now because obviously these artists can't go out and tour. Used to be the case that you would release an album and tour to promote the album. But now you release an album to promote your tour because there is literally, for 90% of artists, there is no money in recorded music anymore. That's why you see so few albums from so many of the big acts. They do the maths, it just doesn't add up. People have not bought physical music since the days of Napster. It's been decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. And people talk about the vinyl revival. It's minuscule when it comes to how many albums are consumed during the year across the world. The amounts that are purchased in vinyl, it barely makes a dent, a tiny little dent. Everyone is streaming now, and it's the new reality for musicians, and they're not liking it when they tot up the receipts.
Last night on the programme, we spoke to our TV reviewers, Jennifer Gannon and Joe O'Shea, about It's a Sin. But the soundtrack is getting quite a lot of attention as well. Let's start with one of the tracks from Pet Shop Boys. Now, Dee Reddy, you're way too young to remember that when it came out originally, but what are you making of the soundtrack to It's a Sin?
It's absolutely fantastic, Matt. The series itself actually spans the entirety almost of the 80s. So it goes from 1981 to 1991. And it's so evocative of that time. Although, as you say yourself, I wasn't hanging out in bars in London at that time myself. But it's the way that music is used in the soundtrack of this show is just really beautifully done. There's if anyone hasn't seen it, there's some pop songs that are used in a way that can only be described as a gut punch. You know, there's these joyous songs that, you know, you expect to see people dancing to, and the reality of what's happening on screen doesn't always follow with that. It's a fantastic series, and I do think it's one that people should really take the time to watch at the moment. It's obviously about a group of gay kids kind of coming of age in London during the AIDS crisis, so it's a serious story, but you see a lot of their hopes, their dreams, their beautiful life together that they're living. And I think even outside of the very many brilliantly told LGBTQ issues that it's shown at the moment, I think there's actually a wider, broader point that we can all take from it at the moment, that is that those individual you know, statistics that you hear about deaths during an epidemic, they actually have real people behind them and real people with hopes and dreams that are just taken away. So I think it's a really, really impactful watch for people, especially at the moment.
Here's another iconic 1980s track. Some people call them OMD. Others remember them originally as Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. This was Enola Gay. There we are, OMD and Ola Gay. So let's go through some of the best music that Dee and John like from TV and movies. Your first choice, Dee, comes from Black Mirror.
Yeah, so Black Mirror is an anthology series that was created by Charlie Brooker. It started off on Channel 4 and then made its way to Netflix later on. It's a brilliant series. It kind of looks, it's almost like the Twilight Zone with technology. But Charlie Brooker is a noted music fan himself and really, really manages to use music in some very, very interesting ways across the series, so and wide ranging as well. So you'll have music from everyone, from the Bee Gees, from Simple Mind, Belinda Carlisle, and more. But there's one particular song that features in every single series. They used it as a kind of, they just chose it because it was a nice song that suited the original episode, and then they've kind of used it as an Easter egg for fans going through to kind of really establish the universe of Black Mirror as being one that all the characters exist in together, even though their stories don't overlap. And that particular song is by Irma Thomas from 1964. It's Anyone Who Knows What Love Is Will Understand.
That's even older than John Cadell. John, what's your first pick?
Well, I've gone all for movies, Matt, because I don't have the time or the patience to be sitting through TV shows. But one that struck me when I saw this film at the cinema, the soundtrack to it blew me away. It was Vanilla Sky. It's a great, great soundtrack. It's got Josh Rouse on it, Peter Gabriel's on it, Paul McCartney won, I think, an Oscar for his contribution. There's some muck on it too from Sigur Rós. But the song that hit me when I was watching the film was that scene where Tom Cruise is coming from the underground car park and driving around a absolutely deserted New York City. And the song that accompanies him is just perfect. It's Radiohead, Everything in Its Right Place.
Brilliant bit of music in its own right, John, but then suiting atmospherically the movie brilliantly.
Well, it does go, because while everything might be in its right place in New York because it's deserted, there's no bugger around. So it's very unsettling. So you have like the very warm sort of keyboard pad that introduces the song and Tom Cruise is there. But Jesus, where is everybody? Brilliant.
John just mentioned Peter Gabriel. He's part of your pick.
He is indeed. My second pick is the soundtrack to Stranger Things. So another 80s one for you tonight, Matt, but a very, very different feel on this one. This was a great Netflix show that came out a couple of years ago. And across the series, they really used the soundtrack to pay homage to 1980s culture. Now, there's an original score for the series that was composed by Kyle Dixon and Michael Stein from the electronic band Survive. But across the series, they use loads of existing music music as well. So you'll hear the likes of The Who, you'll hear Foreigner, The Cars, and a whole lot more. But this particular one, in how it was used in the series, really stood out to me. It's actually a cover of Heroes, and it's sung by Peter Gabriel.
I wish I could swim like dolphins. Like dolphins can swim, though nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. How we can be heroes just for one day. How we can be heroes just for one day.
Oh, I'll bet, John Cadell, you didn't like that, because you were only given out on Twitter this morning about people doing slowed down, moody cover versions of great tracks.
And that just epitomises it. And everybody knows I adore Peter Gabriel, but it sounds as though he barely make it through the day, let alone be a hero for one day. He sounds half dead on that.
But as we are discussing soundtracks, John, it's about how it's used with what's happening on screen as well.
But it has to stand up and it's going righty, and that doesn't. That falls down.
Well, I don't agree with you at all.
But fine, dear.
No shocker there.
We have one here that says, can I suggest the soundtrack for the Peaky Blinders, Do I Want to Know by the Arctic Monkeys? Class song and suits the show perfectly. You're going to the movies again, John, and the movie Platoon.
Yeah, I bet you didn't expect this. It's a weird soundtrack in that, of course, it's a horrifically violent movie, dealing as it does with the Vietnam War. But some of the songs are just so sweet. There's The Tracks of My Tears by Smokey Robinson, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. But I think the song that hits, that you remember from the movie, is Barber's Adagio for Strings, which features twice, and specifically in the last scene of the movie. It's a very powerful scene visually and from a script point of view. But I think this song and its feeling of impending doom and just intense sadness, the scene wouldn't be half the scene it is without Adagio for Strings.
Platoon. Okay, what's your next pick, Dee?
Yeah, my next pick is Normal People, which I'm sure most normal people will have heard of at this stage. It was probably safely the television event of last year, and it had a cracking soundtrack to go with it. What's nice about this is when you saw people, you know, as far afield as the Kardashians posting on social media about the fact that they were watching the series, you realised that it was actually bringing a whole swathe of emerging Irish artists to a really global audience last year, which is very, very cool. So the song that I've chosen is from one of those artists. It's Mango by Mathman, and it's Deep Blue Sea.
With a red light, a red line, blue lights, all scrawled to the heart. Give me more with a card and a star, with a no and a name written all in the wall. Same old name, but you hollered. Look at you, the name when I followed. Looking for some change in the squatter. Where we rave with the saints and the scholars. Another point for your mind to the signs of the shrine, but we held our hand. She asked me, what's the plan? I said, I know, but we'll be grand, I need to sleep. Far higher just to keep you free. You belong in this deep blue sea. You belong in this deep blue sea.
Deep blue, you're deep.
Okay, From Normal People, Deep Blue Sea by Mango by the Mathman. Is that who it is?
Mango by Mathman, yeah.
Okay. Right. John, you've gone to High Fidelity for your next movie choice.
Yeah, also known as my favourite movie of all time, nearly. The soundtrack is
probably the film embodiment of you, to be fair.
Well, I have been called High Fidelity, but yes, yeah. As you'd imagine, in a movie about a sound, about a record store, the soundtrack has to be brilliant. And the guys who work in the record store are such music snobs that John Cusack and the film's producers went through about 2,000 songs for this soundtrack. That they said, whatever's on the soundtrack has to be unassailably brilliant. Otherwise, you know, it wouldn't fit the film. So it's got the likes of the Velvet Underground, Stereo Labs, Low Boob Oscillator is on there. Fantastic track. Introduced me to that band. Aretha Franklin's on it. Stevie Wonder's I Believe When I Fall in Love. It's just, it's a great jumping off point for all these classic artists. But I think one of the most memorable scenes in the film is where they play Dry the Rain by the Beta Band. And Rob Gordon in the movie says, I will now sell 5 copies of the 3 EPs by the Beta Band, and puts on this song.
Okay, that's from High Fidelity, the Beta Band. Lots of suggestions coming in from listeners. Morris says, what about the soundtrack of Captain Fantastic? Some of it is fantastic. Another one says, The Mission, the best soundtrack ever. Baby Blue in the finale of Breaking Bad. Lyrics go so well with Walter White's journey throughout the series. Mm-hmm. Another one says, has to be the film Deliverance and the dueling banjos. That's from Andy. Yeah. And another one says, Suicide Song is a fabulous selection of songs. Not all of them made it to the official soundtrack either. One that I've been watched recently, I'd never watched Fargo, the TV series. Watched series 1 and 2. Absolutely terrific television. Added to with tremendous soundtrack, which I often was shazamming to find out what exactly is that particular song. Okay, let's get to some picks of the week. Dee, what are you going for this week?
Well, just to follow on from what we were talking about, actually, Matt, I'm going to go with Years and Years cover of Pet Shop Boys' It's a Sin. The lead singer from Years and Years, Ollie Alexander, is actually one of the stars of that TV show, It's a Sin, and has released this cover, and a portion of the proceeds are going to be going to George House Trust, which is a charity that I believe have been providing HIV support since 1985 in the UK.
At school they taught me how to be so pure in thought and word and deed. They didn't quite succeed. For everything I long to do, no matter when or where or who, has one thing in common too. It's a sin. It's a sin. Everything I've ever done, everything I ever do, every place I've ever been, everywhere I'm going to, it's a sin.
Oh, John, I think Dee has just done that to wind you up. There we have another original slowed down.
No, you see, that's okay. See, there are instances where that song hasn't really been slowed down. He has just acoustic'd it, but he sort of has the same tempo on it, so that's all right. And at least he's singing in his own voice. He isn't affecting this sort of like, you know, singing through his teeth.
His voice sounds great.
He's a great singer. And
it is slowed down, John.
Well, it's...
But I think, to be fair to John, if I were in his shoes, I would be very, very careful about what I said about that song, given the charity that it's going to and the TV show that it's taken from.
That's never stopped, John.
That's beside the point. You have to take a piece of music on its own merits, and that isn't entirely terrible. But I can give you plenty of examples of ones that are.
Yeah, not entirely terrible, he says. Well, what's your pick of the week, so, John?
Well, see, it's so hard. Like, when you take a song like It's a Sin, it's so difficult to improve on the original, because that's the one that's stuck in everyone's heads. And that's why I think most people should never cover anything. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Unless it's Miley Cyrus, because you love her covers.
Well, she does it well, you see, Dee. And I'm not saying that that version of It's a Sin
is
muck.
Come on, we're running out of time, John. I asked you for your pick of the week.
People keep on challenging me, Matt. What am I supposed to do?
You're challenging yourself. Just give us your pick of the week, will you?
I do argue with myself sometimes, incidentally. The debut album from Celeste. Now, she was picked as one of the most likely to break through from the BBC Sound of 2020, but don't let that put you off. This album is her debut. It's called Not Your Muse. That's a statement of intent. And we're going to take a track, which, Dee, you picked as your pick of the week as a song a few weeks back. Love is Back.
Love is back.
Celeste, Love is Back, the ultimate tribute from John Cadell. He's recycling Dee's picks of the week from only a few weeks ago. Thank you very much, Dee, Reddy and John Cadell for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.